want to speak to a man who absolutely deals in positivity. He's called Nick Edmund and he's on the line. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Nick, you're about to do some serious walking. You've already done some serious walking. You've had a few challenges in your life and you're mad keen on golf. Tell me your story, Nick.
Okay. Well, I guess the mad challenges you're referring to, all the physical challenges maybe, that I'm a three-time cancer survivor. The mad challenges, I suppose, are what I'm currently doing, which is launching a campaign called Global Golf for Cancer, which is basically getting the golfing community to support various cancer initiatives all around the world. And to launch it, I decided to do four golf walks, as I'll call them, which is me with a set of golf clubs on my back doing four rather marathon walks, calling into golf clubs. And the first walk I did was the Wild Atlantic Way, where I called into 40 golf clubs. And I mentioned it's called Global Golf for Cancer, and the four in the middle is the key to it. I play just the fourth hole and leave behind a special flag on the fourth hole, which has the Global Golf for Cancer awareness logo on it. And I did the second walk. That began in 2017, and it took me 4 months. A walk that was unfortunately, I had one of the three cancer incidents right in the middle of that walk, so it took me a long time. But I then did a walk around Scotland, where I called into 25 of the greatest links courses in Scotland. So I started at Turnberry, I finished at Dornoch, and I walked via the likes of Muirfield, St Andrews, Prestwick, Royal Aberdeen, etc. And again, each time I would play the fourth hole and leave behind a special cancer awareness flag on that hole. And I finished 3 days before Christmas, and I'm doing a third walk starting in Northern Ireland very shortly. In fact, this weekend I'm flying to Belfast. I live in London, and I'm starting the walk from Lough Erne, the beautiful Lough Erne resort, and walking around Northern Ireland, finishing at Royal County Down at the end of the month. So it's a walk that'll take me 4 weeks. I loved your last song, by the way. Giant steps are what you take. That's what I'm hoping I might take.
Well, you've obviously been taking them. If you've done the Wild Atlantic Way all along the coastline of Ireland and getting a sense of a welcome, I would imagine, at all those beautiful golf clubs along the way. You're obviously, Nick, very courageous because, as you say, during it, you had a health setback. You're determined to absolutely beat cancer.
No, absolutely determined. I mean, you can... You know, you can lie down, or you can turn. I like to use a phrase that I'm turning an adverse situations into opportunities. And I had a long career in golf, and have been very fortunate. And as I say, I mean, four and a half years ago was my first cancer episode. My form of cancer is quite unusual. It's head and neck cancer, and I have had it three times. I mean, literally, I've had cancer in the neck, which included surgery and I won't go into all the details, but quite a serious operation. I've had cancer on the top of my head, my scalp, and in fact, that was the cancer episode that happened halfway through my Wild Atlantic Way walk. Again, head and neck cancer, and unfortunately, that required a brand new scalp, would you believe? But I completed the walk. As you say, I suppose I looked at it as I knew it made the story stronger. But as I say, I feel very fortunate because as a result of the cancer I've had, and the third episode was only as recent as last September, and that was when I had a tumor on the forehead and again surgery and radiotherapy. But it hasn't stopped me having this very much glass half full attitude to life, and as I say, that cancer issue was in September, near the beginning of my walk in Scotland, and I had radiotherapy during it. But I guess I'm just trying to turn it into positivity and send out a message that we can fight cancer, and that we can still live ordinary lives.
It is an amazing attitude. There's no doubt about that. You're a bit of a legal eagle, obviously, and you're a golf writer, barrister and golf writer. But you've also designed or helped to design golf courses, working with the Nick Faldo team. Of the golf courses you've been around Ireland, which ones have impressed you the most, or which ones do impress you?
Gosh, yes. I worked with Nick Faldo for 15 years and had the good fortune to work on two projects in Ireland, one in Ballyliffin, this is quite coincidentally, really. I started my Wild Atlantic Way walk at Malinhead, and so the first golf course was Ballyliffin, and I'm starting my walk in Northern Ireland at Lough Erne, and Lough Erne is the other great golf course that we were involved in Ireland. So Lough Erne, obviously Lough Erne and Ballyliffin are two of my favourite venues for obvious reasons, but there's so many great golf courses in Ireland. I mean, obviously Royal Portrush has got the Open Championship this year, which speaks volumes, and my walk is finishing at Will Cairnsey Down, the Northern Irish walk, and I think you'd be very hard pushed to find a more spectacular golf course on the planet. And the fourth hole, which is the hole I'll be playing and raising the flag on, is one that faces Slieve Donard, and I think the setting is probably unmatched in golf. If there's one setting, one fourth hole that might rival Royal County Downs, it's probably Old Head, which is where my Wild Atlantic Way walk finished. So start and finishes have been very strong, and as I say, there's so many great golf courses in Ireland. I mean, the Bally Bunions and the Watervilles and the Tralees and the Hinches, where the Irish Open is this year. They were highlights of my walk around the Wild Atlantic Way, and obviously I'm very much looking forward to setting off from Lough Erne. I actually start my walk with a boat trip across Lough Erne, because I'm going to try and involve as many of the great sights of Northern Ireland along the way. So in addition to calling in at 18 golf courses and playing the fourth hole and raising the Global Golf for Cancer flag, I will also be walking along the Causeway Coast. So hopefully those will be my giant steps along the way. But I want to visit the Dark Hedges. I want to see the Titanic exhibition when I walk through Belfast. That'll be an interesting sight, seeing a 58-year-old man with a set of golf clubs on his back walking through Belfast. But the purpose of it all, the madness of it all, if you like, is to draw attention to various cancer charities. And so I don't mind walking through the middle of Belfast. And then after doing that, I will look forward to walking around Strangford Loch and finishing, as I say, in such an amazing spot as Newcastle.
Well, Nick, we will certainly be looking out for you as and from this coming Saturday when you head off from the Lough Erne Resort. And needless to say, people can support what you're doing. If you want to look up Global Golf 4, the number 4 cancer, you'll find out more. Nick, every success with it. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Thanks. Great to talk to you.
Great speaking to you too. Nick Edmund, the man who is up for a darn long walk.